Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Mem. We are starting the fifth line at the two dots, and in the Vilna Tzurus Hadaf, it's Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, five lines up from the bottom at the beginning of the line. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Zara Basar Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. And Pesach of the Mishnah told us Ve'im Lav Yiskas B'Maya Vikra, if he's unable to come out of the mikvah before his man Kriya Shema, so then he should just cover himself with water, and then he can say Shema like that. Now the Gemara explains Masnisa our Mishnah is talking about Bachurin where the mikvah water is dirty. Aval Butzlulin Usser, if the mikvah water is clear, so then it's Usser for him to do so. That's because he has an issue of libay rayas ha'erva. Since the water is clear, he still has a problem of libay rayas ha'erva. Bim hu yachol lachar baraglav, if he's able to dirty the water with his feet, yachar, so then he should do so. This means that there's dirt at the bottom of the mikvah, and if he stirs it up with his foot, so the waters would become cloudy, so then he could say kriyashma. Now the Gemara is going to discuss at length the permissibility of saying divarim shebe kedusha, either learning or davening, saying kriyashma, something like that, in front of something that has a foul odor or a terrible smell. And this comes from our Mishnah that says, how far away does a person have to distance himself from these things we mentioned in our Mishnah? So now we continue with this. The Gemara tells us, Tani, we have a braisa. A person has to distance himself 4 amos from human excrement if he wants to say Dvarim Shev Kedusha. This is because human excrement, Tsayas Adam, smells terrible. And when we Tsayas Klavim Arba Amos, he also has to distance himself from Tsayas Klavim, from dog excrement, 4 amos. However, that's only Ubishashu Naisan La'irais, only once it was placed onto irais, onto hides to tan them. As part of the hide tanning process, they would use dog excrement, and this made it smell very bad. So in this state, he would have to distance himself 4 amos. Rabbi Yirmiyahu B'Shem Rabbi Zeira tells us, Nevela Shenisrcha, a carcass of a dead animal that became putrid, that became disgusting, Tzarich L'Harchik M'men Arba Amos, a person has to go 4 amos away from it. And Amar Rabbi Avinu, Rabbi Avinu says, we must need some Amar Kain, that's what our Mishnah said. What did our Mishnah tell us? V'kami Yarchik Mehenu Min Atzaya Arba Amos. How far does a person have to distance himself from them and from Tzaya? 4 amos. And included in the them of the Mishnah is Mei Mishra. So we see that even from foul smelling things, other than human excrement, one would have to distance himself 4 amos. But now Amar Avami, Amar Av Shammai, they tried knocking this away. Tifter Reb Mishra Shel Kaifsin. We can explain that when the Mishnah says Mei Mishra, it's talking about Mishra Shel Kaifsin. What's that? Dirty laundry water. The Mishnah could be talking about dirty laundry water that the laundry had human tzaya on it. So it could be that our Mishnah is only talking about human tzaya and it's not talking about other bad smelling things. But now Amalei Rav Mani told him, Imbe Mishra Shel Kaifsin, if we're talking about dirty laundry water, Hatanin. We already learned that in the Mishnah. And Mayim HaRayim means foul-smelling water. So why would the Mishnah also have to mention Mei HaMishra if Mei HaMishra is talking about foul-smelling water because it has human excrement in it? It must be that Mei HaMishra is not talking about water that has human excrement in it, like dirty laundry water. It must be it's talking about other foul-smelling things, like we said, water that had flax soaking in it. So we see that even with other things that smell bad, one would have to distance himself for Amos. And the Gemara continues, Tani, we have a Raisa. Katan Shu Yochel Lechol Kazayis Dagon, a child that's of the age that he's able to eat a kazayis of grain, one would have to distance himself 4 amos from that child's tzaya or his urine. If he's not able to eat a kazayas of grain, so then one does not have to distance himself dalad amos from this child's tzaya or urine. But Ali Gemara tells us, they asked in front of Rabbevo, why does one have to distance himself from tzaya and from urine? So Amar Loin, that's because a person has bad thoughts. A person has bad thoughts, so in someone of a spiritual sense, the bad thoughts cause a bad smell to that which comes out of his body. Now Amr Lay, they said to him, V'loi katan hu? Isn't he a katan? A katan has bad thoughts? So Amr Lay, he told them, V'loi ksev, doesn't say in the pasuk, ki yetzer lev ha'adam ramen urav, that the yetzer of the heart of a person is bad already from his youth. And Amr Rav Yudan says, min arav ksev, we could read it instead of as ne'urav, his youth. What does min arav mean? Mishash hu nin arav yetzel oilam, from the time he already stirred and came out into the world, already a person has a yetzer hara. Now Chazal determined that the yetzer hara doesn't have an impact on him until he's old enough to eat a kazayas of grain, and only then his human waste begins to smell. But we see that a person's bad thoughts can have an impact on their waste already at a very young age. Now, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar, he says, Merchikin miglali behema arba amos. A person has to distance himself from animal dung 4 amos. And Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar, he says, Barachim. That's only if it's soft, if it's not dried yet. And Rabbi Vadim Shal Chamor, that's only if it came from a donkey. And Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba Amar, he says, Beboman Aderech. That's only when the donkey had just come back from a journey, so then the exertion from the journey makes its dung smell very bad. Levi Amar, he says, Marchikin Mitzayas Chazir Arba Amos. A person has to distance himself from the Tzaya of a Chazir, 4 Amos. Vitani Kane, we have a Braisa like that, Marchikin Mitzayas Chazir Arba Amos, and Mitzayas Hanemia Arba Amos. One must distance himself 4 Amos from the Tzaya of an Emiya. An Emiya is a cat like animal. Some explain that it's referring to a marten, M A R T E N. This was an animal that was found around people's houses back in the day. Its Tzaya smells very bad. And Mitzayas Hatarigolim Arba Amos, one would have to distance himself 4 Amos from Tzaya of chickens. Mamma Beza on top, Rabbi Yesi Bar Oven, B'Shem Rav Chuna says, Ubovad Ba'adumim, that's only if it's red chickens. And the Gemara continues talking about foul-smelling things. Tani Marchikin Me Reach Ra Arba Amas. A person has to distance himself 4 amas from any source of bad-smelling things if he wants to be involved in Dvarim Shekudusha. And Amar of Ami, Rav Ami says, Misoif Reach Ra Arba Amas. It has to be 4 amas from where the bad smell ends. It's not enough just to be by the bad smell and walk 4 amas away. A person has to walk away until he can't smell it anymore, and then add another 4 amas to that. And Hadadat Amar, it was only said, La'achrav, if it's behind him. So if it's behind him, he walks away 4 amas, and that's okay. Avalafanav, but if it's in front of him, Admakim Shein of Roysai, so he has to walk away until his eyes can't see it anymore. Even if he's way more than 4 amas and he can't smell it, still, it's not proper to be involved in Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha if he can see this bad smelling thing. Now, we have a story to illustrate this. Kadar of Lai v'Chavraya, like Rav Lai and his colleagues, Havu Yosvin Kume Pundakai Baramsha, they were sitting in front of an inn at night, and there was donkeys bringing people back and forth, and those donkeys had to relieve themselves in the area. Amrin, they asked him, Amahu Memer Milaya Doi Raisa, aren't we allowed to speak in words of Torah over here because of the dung that's here? Amrin, so he told him, Mikivin to Ilu Hava Imma, since if it was daytime, Havinan Chamyon Ma Kuminon, we would see what's in front of us, and that means that we would not be allowed to talk in Torah because that means we would have something bad in front of us. Baram Kedain Usser, so too now it's Usser as well. And more about foul smelling things, Tani, we have a Braisa, Graf. What's a graf? So the best way to translate graf is a chamber pot. This is a bucket or pot of sorts that was meant for human waste. So if there's a graf over here, echad shel reiv, echad shel mayim, whether it's meant for excrement or it's meant for urine. Tzarech l'harchik mimenu arba amas, a person has to distance himself from it, dalad amas, and this is even if it's totally clean and it doesn't have anything in it. Now this is because we're talking about a chamber pot, a graf, which is designated for human waste. And therefore, even if it's clean and it doesn't have anything in it, a person still has to walk away dalad amas. Now as Bryson continues talking about a vessel that has urine in it, but it's not officially a graf. If it's in front of the bed, if you put a little bit of water into it, yikr, then he could say kriyashma, vimla. But if not, lo yikr, he's not allowed to say kriyashma. Now Rav Zakai says, if you put a whole revius of water into it, then he could say shma, vimla, lo yikr, if not, no saying shma. Now, when is it that we say he has to put a whole revius of water in? So revius besaych revius. He would have to put a revius of water in to dilute a revius of urine. Echad kli katan, echad kli gadol, whether we're talking about a small kli that has only revius of urine, whether we're talking about a large kli that has a lot of revius, one revius would be enough for that. But less than a revius, he needs less water. Rav Shimon Kamalil Aimer, he says, Shalachar mita yikra. If it's behind the bed, he could say kriyashma. Shalafayam mita, if it's in front of the bed, lo yikra, he's not allowed to say kriyashma. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Aimer, he says, Afilu triklin esra al esra lo yikra. Even if he's in a palace or if he's in a large room, which is 10 by 10 amas, it could be a huge room. Still no saying kriyashma, ache chasenu, until he covers it, o ache nichanu tachsamito, or if he puts it underneath the bed. The whole room that he's in is considered dalad ames, so it doesn't make a difference that the thing is actually very far away from him. He has to do a positive action of covering it or putting it under the bed before he's involved in Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha. Now Rav Yaakov Bar Acha tells us, B'shem Rav Chiya Barva, Hayu Rav Chanina Tartaya, Rav Chanina Tartaya paskind kahadad Rav Shimon ben Elazar, like Rav Shimon ben Elazar in this case. Now Rav Binyamin Bar Yefes tells us, B'shem Rav Yechanan, Tzaya kol shehi mevatla baroik. If there's a tiny little bit of tzaya here, so then he could mevatel it with some spit, which means he could spit on top of it. That spit covers this little bit of tzaya, and that's considered covering it, and he could be involved in Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha. Now, Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi Havu Yosvin, and they were talking and learning. Chamin Siyasa, they saw a little bit of tzaya. Come, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Rakakala, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi got up, and he spat on it to cover it over. Now, Amalei Rabbi Zeira told him, Min Yamala Tigna, that's only good for the amount of time that it takes to get from the sea to a place called Tigna, meaning covering over this little bit of tzaya with spit only helps you for a short amount of time. That's because within a short amount of time, the spit is going to be absorbed into the tzaya, and once again, it's not going to be covered. And the way that Reb Zeir told him that is by saying the amount of time you have to get from the sea to Tigna, which is a place very close by, that's how much time you have. So up until now, we're just discussing where a person is allowed to say Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha. Now we're going to discuss how a person is to treat Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha, such as Sfarim. The Gemara tells us, Teva Shehi Malea Sfarim, a box which is full of Sfarim, this is holy scrolls, not talking about a Sefer Torah, but other holy scrolls. He's allowed to place it underneath the head of the bed. He's not allowed to place it underneath the feet of the bed. It's not proper to put a box of sfarim underneath where a person's feet are. Now, Rav Oven tells us, the bed itself has to be 10 tefachim tall. 10 tefachim, we know throughout Mishnah and Gemara, is a totally separate rishos. We know that a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim tall. We know that a wall that's 10 tefachim tall is considered a proper wall. So the bed has to be 10 tefachim tall. So now it's like the sfarim are a different rishos. And also the straps of the bed, those are the straps that we learned about that they held the mattress, they're now allowed to be touching the box, because then it looks like he's resting on the box. Now, Hay Rav Yosef im Kaimed Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Ka'adad Rav Chuna, Rav Yosef Paskin in the place of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, just like Rav Chuna said. Furthermore, the Gemara continues, Lo Yishamish Adam Yitasev Yisefer Torah Imai Babayas. A person is not allowed to have Tashmish if there's a Sefer Torah in the same house as him. And according to the Mefarshim, this really means in the same room as him, not in the same house. Now, Rav Yirmiyah tells us, B'shem Rav Mavo, Im Hayakarch B'mapa, if it was wrapped in a cloth, meaning had a mantle on the Sefer Torah, Aisha Hayanasan B'chalon Shugavaya Asar Tvachim, or it was placed in a window which was 10 Tvachim high, Mutters, and it's permitted for him to have Tashmish even though it's in the same room as him. That's because it's covered over, or it's considered like it's in a separate Rishos. Now, Rabbi Shua ben Levi tells us, Aisha Lai Kilyoin, he should make a curtain for it, if it's behind a curtain, so he's allowed to have Tashmish in the same room. Mem Alpha Amud Alpha on top, the Gemara continues, Lo Yeshiv Adam Agabe Safsal Shasefer Torah Nasan Olav. A person should not sit on the same bench that a Sefer Torah is on. It's improper to sit on a bench that a Sefer Torah is resting on. Now, Maaseh Rebeliezer, there's a story with Rebeliezer, Shahayo Yeshiv Agabe Safsal Shasefer Torah Nasan Olav. He was sitting on a bench that had a Sefer Torah on it, and then when he noticed that he was doing this, Vihirtiyam Ilafanov, he recoiled from in front of this, Kimartiyam Ilafanei Anachash, like a person recoils in front of a snake. He was aghast at himself, Oi, how could I do this? Now, Mahayo Nasan Agabe Davar Acher, Mutter. If the Sefer Torah was placed on something else, which was on the bench, so then he's allowed to sit on the bench, because it's not like he's on the same thing the Sefer Torah is on. Now, Ad Heichan, up until where? Meaning, on what type of thing does the Sefer Torah have to be placed on to allow this person to sit on the bench? So Rav Abba says, B'shem Rav Chuna, Tafach, it has to be placed on something which is a Tafach tall. Rabbi Yirmiyah tells us, B'shem Rav Ze'era, Afilu Kol Shehu, even if it's placed on something which is a Kol Shehu, it's very thin, it could be a thin little board or something, or perhaps a little piece of cardboard, that's sufficient also, because that shows that he's not on the same bench that the Sefer Torah is on, the Sefer Torah is on something else. And one last thing about Svarim, Dais Kishi Maleh Svarim, a sack or a bag that's full of Svarim, Aisha Hayu B'Saycha at Tzomes HaMeis, or there was bones of a deceased person in this bag, Harezim Afshilin Ma'acharov V'Roichev, he could sling it behind himself and ride on a horse like that. And the Chiddush over here is that that's not considered disrespect to the Svarim or that Tzomes HaMeis to have it be behind him. As long as he's not sitting on it, it's okay if it's behind him. It being behind him is not a lack of respect. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow in a similar vein, talking about how to treat tefillin properly. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.